House Bill 1112, an act to allow school boards to initiate a vote relating to the imposition of an excess tax levy.
House Bill 1112, having had its second reading, up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This House Bill 1112 has been brought to us from the local level by the Associated School Boards and members and school boards from across the state. This bill allows the local school board, after an opt-out vote, to directly refer that vote to the voters. It's another opportunity, or an addition to the opportunity at this point, for voters themselves to petition to refer and to petition that vote. This is just an addition, another opportunity that the school board has directly to take their vote to the people. I would urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? House Bill 1112.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Holbeck.
Just to echo what Representative Pitt said a little bit, but when an opt-out vote is done by a school board, right now they do not have that option to send it right to a vote of the people. And as a result, even if they wish it would happen, it has to go through a petition process. And that petition process at times ends up splitting the community, where the school board wishes that they never had to put it through that. This is a very good bill, and it gives the school board the ability to put it right on the ballot, and I urge your support.
Further remarks? Representative Richter.
Mr. Speaker, I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Is there a period of time from when the board would elect to do the opt-out until when the election could take place? I mean, is there an intervening period of time so that the electorate is notified that this is going to take place and community discussions and those types of things can take place? Well, go ahead with that first, please.
Representative Pitts, do you consent to answer the question?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. Thank you for that question. The vote will be given to the voters by October 1st of that year. It has to be done by July 15th, I believe, and has to be accomplished before October 1st. Some school boards would have that election with another election during that time, but it would have to be accomplished by October 1st, and it would have to be published as a special election.
Representative Richter, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question from the sponsor.
State your question.
Do cities and counties have the ability to send an opt-out directly to the people?
Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To my knowledge, Representative Peterson, that this particular bill is specific to school boards only.
So the answer to my question is no, cities and counties do not have this ability?
Not by this bill.
Okay.
Further remarks, Representative Peterson.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I respect Representative Pitts and what she's trying to do here, but I frankly don't think this is a particularly good idea. And I have three concerns. One, it affects school districts only. And under the opt-out provisions currently in state law, any governmental entity, particularly counties and cities, have the right to present an opt-out and to take an opt-out from the property tax limitations that this legislature has imposed upon them. I frankly think it's discriminatory to allow school districts to send a potential opt-out directly to a vote of the people and not allow counties or cities to do so as well. The second reason, I think this may be an additional cost to the taxpayers, and I would give you this example. What if a school district misjudges the mood of the voters and the taxpayers and has an election at the cost of $10,000 to $15,000 to $30,000 to taxpayers by simply sending this opt-out directly to a vote, when by leaving the system as it is, the petition process may not bring the issue to a vote at all? In Minnehaha County, the county commission has had two opt-outs in the last couple of years. There were some indications that petitions would be passed to oppose that opt-out, but in both cases, those petitions drives failed, which signified that the taxpayers supported the opt-out for the specific instances that the county commission intended the opt-outs to handle. And as a result of that, the taxpayers were spared the expense of an election. Now, we may not be talking about a lot of money in this regard, but the fact of the matter is that any tax dollar that is spent unwisely is a cost to the taxpayer, and there are a lot of needs out there that money could be more wisely spent on. You know, it was suggested here by Representative Holbeck that a lot of communities are split whenever a petition is circulated to bring an opt-out to a vote. I would submit to you that what splits communities in this state is not the petition collection process, but the decision of a local government body to raise property taxes. The final one, I think, is really the real reason why we see this bill here. Quite frankly, it is from a practical election standpoint. Anytime people organize and circulate petitions on any issue, they're energized, and they develop a campaign to not only get petitions circulated and get an issue on the ballot, but also to carry their side to victory. I frankly think in some cases, by having what I would call a stealth process for getting this on the ballot, what you're doing is dissipating any potential taxpayer anger or taxpayer energy to debate the issue, and I don't think that that's a particularly good thing. I would submit to you that the process that we currently have, where a county commission, a city council, or a school board can vote to opt out of the property tax freeze and then allow the citizens of that particular city or district or county to take out of petitions and bring it to a public vote, is a system that has worked pretty well. And I don't think there is any reason to change it. So I would ask you to oppose House Bill 1112.
Further remarks? Representative McCoy.
I'd just like to comment to the leader's concerns there. I asked the very same question, Mr. Peterson, Representative Peterson. I asked the same question in committee about whether it would cost for another election or a new election, and they said that the school board could choose to put it on the next election, so it would not be an extra cost to the taxpayers. Thank you, sir.
Any further remarks on House Bill 1112?
Speaker.
Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, my comments will be short, but I rise in support of Representative Peterson's comments. I think the opt-out provision is the one single most important thing that we did concerning the property tax issue that took place in 1995. I can foresee a situation developing where a school board at every opportunity could come forward and put these immediately on the issue, not caring exactly what would happen in order to wear that electorate down, in order to get that passed, just time after time after time, because of a simple majority vote of that school board, they could put it on the ballot. That's all it would take. I think it defeats that process. As Representative Peterson said, I agree with him 100%. I would ask this body to defeat House Bill 1112.
Further remarks, Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to associate my comments with Representative Peterson and Representative Poli and just suggest one further item, and that is when a school board can put something on the ballot, I think there's going to be insurmountable pressure to automatically put it on the ballot. I don't see how, as a school board, you can say we're going to opt out. My town's talking about opting out for $500,000. I don't see how you can possibly sit on that board and say, well, we're going to opt out for $500,000, and we're going to make the conscious decision to hoodwink the voters, if you want to say that, to sneak it by the voters, if you want to say that, and not have an election. The very first thing the paper is going to say is, you had the chance to put it on the ballot. Why are you not putting it on the ballot? And I think, in addition to the comments that Representative Peterson made, this discussion can also color the issues, color the election. And I guess I would agree with my colleagues and say that if voters really feel passionately about this, that this gives them the opportunity in terms of a referral to do that on their own. I just think that if you do this, every opt-out, every time, is going to have an election, and I don't think we want that.
Further remarks, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll just be very short. We've had the experience of opt-outs in Brookings twice now. And the way I looked at this, at House Bill 1112, now we have a school board that can vote, four people can raise the tax in a community. And I've not served on a school board, but that's quite a responsibility for four people to do should the people decide not to petition or to allow it to go on the ballot. So I look at this from the standpoint of the school board members passing, if you will, maybe this responsibility to the voters, and I think the voters should rightly decide. I support the bill or that concept, but it just seems to me that four people could raise taxes in a community, and I don't think that's fair. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Monroe.
Quickly, I'd just like to agree with Representative Schmidt. I think this is a good taxpayer bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Pitts speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think what's important to remember about this bill is that it's brought to us from the local level. We have to remember that school board members are locally elected officials. They take their job very responsibly and very seriously. Some of the most difficult votes that I've ever made, and I'm sure others here that are school board members have ever made, is in the area of taxes. And with this type of bill, they're already doing the opt-out as far as the two-thirds. That's a very difficult vote on the local level. This only allows them the same opportunity then to directly refer it. If they don't, the option is still in the bill for the voters themselves to refer it. This truly is a local effort, a local decision-making process that was brought to us from the local level. I think we need to remember that. I urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Sigistad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In answer to Representative Schmidt, right now, if nobody opposes that, if there's no petition, it goes into effect. So then four people would be raising taxes. All this does is give them a chance to put it on a ballot or call for the vote. They wouldn't be deciding it. It'd still be the people that would be deciding that in the district. So all this is another option for that. This doesn't have to be used. They can still wait for that vote, or nobody does, it's just another option for the school board. And all school boards, the associated school boards are for this. And I see no problem with this, and I would urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Schmidt speaks a second time? Representative Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Sigstead, I believe you and I are on the same side on this issue. I'm saying what you're saying. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1112. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Koistinen and Koistra. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 53, nays 14, excused 3.
House Bill 1112, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.